www.ReverbNation.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Very sad day. Very sad day for the United States of America. So far, it looks like 4 dead, 12 injured, 3 gunmen go on a rampage at the Washington Navy Yard, Washington, D.C. 1 hostage taken after he was surrounded. I'm assuming it's a he. Another's on the loose, and a 3rd has been shot dead. Helicopters are in the air. Fire trucks are there, blocking roads. Police, SWAT-type vehicles are there, emergency response teams are there. The police have assault weapons, military weapons. I wonder where they got them. Is this Hegelian dialectics? Is this a staged event? But I can assure you this. I feel bad for those who were shot, injured, and killed. I certainly do. But the next thing you're going to hear, this is in my opinion, and Mike Parsons is with us, and so is Frank Underhill. In my opinion, the next things that you're going to hear from the mainstream media is gun confiscation, gun control, gun registration, and it's our fault that these guns are in our hands, and that's how this happened. This is the U.S. Navy Yard where this happened. And I'd just like to say who USAPrepares.com is. For those of you who are new to this class, I spent the weekend with John Dollarhite, Judy Dollarhite, a young person who will remain nameless, and Ken Hurley, and we went to an event in Indiana, at a farm event to come to the rescue of a farmer who's under siege by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. It was a long drive out. It was a long drive back. All of us were exhausted when we got to the farm last night. We had dinner, late dinner. John Dollarhite drove all the way back, drove to the farm, drove to his residence. First thing this morning, he called me up as I was preparing for the broadcast. He said, "Here's the latest news. U.S. Navy Yard is under siege by a lone gunman." And so he rang the alarm, okay, as I was preparing for the broadcast. Frank Underhill joined, and so did Mike Parsons. That's who we are at USAPrepares.com. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Vincent, for having us.
Frank, do you have any thoughts on the latest updates? 4 dead, 12 injured, 3 gunmen going on a rampage, and, you know, initially, it was 1 gunman an hour ago. An hour ago, it was 1. And the death count is increasing, the injured count is increasing, and the number of shooters is increasing. Pictures are on the website if you'd like to see it, class, USAPrepares.com. Page 1, top post, is about this.
I have a thought, Vincent. And, you know, you just talked about, you know, this place under siege. But I think when you look at the bigger picture, the United States of America is currently under siege. Mm-hmm. We have so much law enforcement here, so many laws, so many police committing crimes against citizens. The other day, old age couldn't kill a man that's 107, but a police bullet did. And I think this is only one aspect of the bigger picture. And I really think that a lot of this is designed to minimize or even possibly eliminate our Second Amendment rights.
Well, I could not agree more. Mike Parsons, what do you think?
I was listening to Frank earlier, and he made the comment, what if this was a guy that was working on the inside doing something right? The shooter is actually the good guy, and he's being targeted when he was possibly trying to prevent something, or he was framed. There was a movie or a series that I saw earlier this spring and summer called Last Resort. You had mentioned you got the video series and watched it, and it had to do with the captain of an Ohio-class ballistic submarine. Those are the ones that carry the intercontinental ballistic missiles, and they can attack multiple targets simultaneously. The series portrayed this fellow as it was happening right then. But if you didn't watch the series, if you'd only listened to what the news would have reported, you would have thought that some lunatic rogue captain has taken control of a United States nuclear submarine and is threatening the world. When in reality, because you saw the series and you saw it from the aspect of the captain, you saw that he had been sent a message via back channel communications, which was not secure, directing him to launch a nuclear warhead against the country of Afghanistan and take out a city. And when he tried to verify this order through proper channels, then he was fired upon by the United States military, and he was able to evade that attack. But then another ship fired a nuclear warhead on Afghanistan, and they accused him. And if you haven't seen the series, that would be something for people to watch, because it shows how that you can be framed for not doing something that you're not supposed to do. You can be given an unlawful, illegal order, and then when you reject it, then they've got it laid out. The scenario is programmed and in place so that they can in turn frame you as the perpetrator regardless. And that could be what's going on here, because nobody gets on that base except military and people that are allowed to bring those weapons in, because they go through metal detectors, folks. They're not coming in and out with anything other than a plastic lunch pail, unless they're in the office and that area is cordoned off. Unless this is an office place shooting, I don't see it. You got nuclear weapons on the facility, folks. You're not getting in there with a weapon.
You can't even get in to see the Springfield area chief of police if you have a cross pen in your pocket because of the metal content in the pen. You're going to have to empty your pockets out, and it will have to be inspected and detected to make sure it's safe for the police to let you in to see the police. So you're absolutely right. A double-barreled shotgun. I have not seen that post, Mike Parsons, but a double-barreled shotgun's got a lot of metal. It's got a lot of metal.
That's on CBS, and it's a link that is carried on Infowars.com right now. And just reading down through the article, it talked about a double-barreled shotgun. And I don't know if anybody... Law enforcement doesn't carry double-barrel shotguns. Don't know. The significance of that is kind of interesting because of the fact that the only people that I know that carry double-barrel shotguns are bird hunters and or people that have antique rifles. I don't think they even make double-barrel shotguns anymore. Mm-hmm. Don't believe they've been around for a long time.
Well, you can get an over and under, you know, for shooting a skeet and trap.
Correct.
But you're talking about a side-by-side. I haven't seen one in a long time, like a stagecoach gun. I haven't seen one in a long time.
Correct. And most of your police and military and, you know, people that are wanting to put out mass amounts of lead downrange are going to use a semi-automatic street sweeper, which is a shotgun that might have a long tube underneath it that would hold a dozen or so rounds, unless they're confusing that street sweeper with a over and under. I can't imagine why a person wanting to inflict harm would have a double-barrel shotgun, as you mentioned, a skeet trap type
Yeah, that would be over under. Latest reports, 4 killed, 8 injured. I mean, these reports keep changing. Washington Post is saying, they said 3, now they're saying there are 2 shooters. They're saying, the news is saying that 1 shooter has been contained, not in custody, contained. I guess that means surrounded. It's another news report saying Washington, D.C., the Navy Yard is like a war zone. SWAT teams are there. They're deployed to the Capitol. And the flights are halted at Reagan International Airport. What is this class? You know, this reeks of Hegelian dialectics. It really does. You know, it reeks of an exercise. So let's see how well we can respond, because there are fire trucks, there are police cars, there are SWAT vehicles, there are helicopters, there are assault troops on the roofs of buildings. This is not a good thing. And I know. Let me say it a different way. I know that what we're going to hear next is gun confiscation, gun control, gun registration, and that it's our fault that too many Americans have these weapons in their possession. And I'd like to share something with you. Gentlemen, I know you both weren't there, but I was on a hayride, or a wagon ride, I should say, at this farm in Indiana over the weekend, where we were taking a tour of this farm. This farm was roughly a mile by a mile. That's a pretty large farm. And so to take the tour, a whole bunch of us got on this horse-drawn wagon. And we went past the hen houses. We went past, you know, the free-range hens. We went past all the yard animals and the buildings and so forth. And the question came up, how many people are armed on this wagon? Now, I was the only one who was visibly armed. I had my .45 at my side, and anybody could see it. And I had permission to do so. There were at least 9 handguns on that wagon, and mine was the only one that was visible. So these are farmers, class. Farmers. Farmers are armed, and they are defending your liberty, and they will protect you. George Washington was a farmer. Thomas Jefferson was a farmer. And a lot of others are farmers. Tom, am I hearing the introduction? Yeah, we are. I am. Okay. Mike Parsons, Frank Underhill, and gentlemen, we're going to talk soon.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, class, the latest reports are 4 dead, 12 injured after two gunmen go on a rampage at the Washington Navy Yard. Now, it used to be 3 gunmen, now they're 2. And I don't know if it's because one has been killed or whether they're just saying that there's 2. The information is changing, and it has been changing for the hour and 24 minutes that we've been on the air. But expect gun confiscation, gun control rhetoric ramping up very quickly. I'd like to share this with you, and we've got Mark from Pennsylvania on. He'll be on in just a second. Class, I just received a text message from one of our class, and it's a reminder, an accurate reminder, and it goes something like this. Remember, the big push for gun control this fall, that Joe Biden said there's going to be a big push for gun control this fall. Now, gun control means that we don't get to have any, that they do, that we don't get to have them. Mark the Spark, you are on with Vincent Finelli, Mike Parsons, on hold, and Frank Underhill.
Good morning. Frank.
Morning.
Reporting to you from the original capital of our nation, Philadelphia, ringing the bell, doing my part here and there and everywhere to spread the news as well. Interesting that not long after Philadelphia was the capital, it was moved to that place known as D.C., which many people do not know. It's a reclaimed swamp. Therefore, I put forth that anybody that goes there, lives there, hangs out there for any period of time, or co-mingles with those sorts that live in that dark place, I call those people the creatures from the Black Lagoon. They have no soul, they have no conscience, and they seem to be very high on hurting people and warmongering. So I don't trust anything that they say. So interesting that coincidentally, and I do not see this as, I don't see it as a coincidence. I'm just saying that. But because these things from from the federales, they're controlling and influencing state everyone at the state levels, at the higher levels, to act in their, on their behalf. And namely, this latest go-round with at the last minute, losing HB 436, the Missouri Second Amendment Preservation Act, which many were saying, many very learned people were saying that it's the most powerful legislation to come from any state in a long time, not just because of the Second Amendment, but its ties to the Tenth Amendment and nullifying federal gun control laws. So what's interesting, Vince, is that you go further down that rabbit hole and you say, well, what happened? What happened at the last minute, seemingly, was that Koster, Attorney General, Missouri Attorney General Koster, spoke up, and he was beating the drum and firing up the local Missouri law enforcement to go against HB 436, and you wonder why. Well, when you go further down, you know, there the local Missouri law enforcement's response was, well, you know, it would make us feel awkward, or it's kind of inconvenient for us to have to arrest those federal agents, because, you know, sometimes we have to work with them. You know, sometimes we partner with them. Whoa, do they ever partner with them? Here's why. When you look into the Missouri asset seizure and forfeiture law, if only local Missouri law enforcement is involved in seizing and forfeiting assets, all those proceeds have to be turned over to the Missouri Department of Education. However, if a local Missouri law enforcement entity invokes the participation of an outside authority, such as a federal agent or agency, ATF, what have you, then that local law enforcement entity gets 80% of the proceeds, and their partner in crime, wink, wink, nod, nod, gets 20%. So I do not understand how local law enforcement in Missouri can basically compromise Missouri state borders and Missourians. What do you have to say about that, Vince?
Well, it's hard to disagree with anything you've said. And here's why. I have been ringing the alarm that I believed that there was a bounty on the theft of our firearms from the citizens by the police. And I believed that there was a, and I said something like probably $500. But I couldn't prove it. And Mark, you just nailed it. You just nailed it. These guys are confiscating weapons for the reward. Mark, I'm going to put you on hold. Thanks so much. Stay with us.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well,
today
I've got your
take my when you go to DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we are talking about terror at the U.S. Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. Currently, it looks like 4 dead, 12 injured, after now they're saying 2 gunmen go on a rampage. And one is barricaded in a historic building, and the other may still be on the loose. Now, here's something that I read. Helicopters are in the air. SWAT teams are on roofs. SWAT team vehicles, police vehicles, fire vehicles, emergency response unit vehicles. I mean, it looks like a combat zone. No question about it. Here's something I'd like to read to you again. And this is on one of the news reports. It says one suspect has been described as a black male, believed to be nearly 6 feet tall, wearing a black shirt and a black hat. And this is from WUSA 9 News in D.C. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because, is that something that might fit a number of people, that description? Does that description cause anyone who sees a black male to say, there he is, there he is, there he is? Could that cause somebody to get shot who has nothing to do with any of this? I believe that's the case. I believe that really is the case. That this could get an innocent person, someone who's just walking down the street, who doesn't know what's going on, says, geez, there are a lot of ambulances here, a lot of fire trucks here. I wonder what's going on. There's a couple guys on the roof with assault rifles, military weapons. The military's here. SWAT team vehicles here. I wonder what's going on. Imagine what could happen to that individual if he fit the description of being black, being nearly 6 feet tall, and wearing a black shirt and a black hat. Gentlemen, what are your thoughts? Why don't we start with you, Mike Parsons?
I'm just processing this as we go. I remember the Aubrey Calloway situation, the FedEx pilot who was fixing to be fired, and he tried to overtake the crew on the FedEx flight, and they were able to subdue him, even though he was armed with a spear gun and a hammer and other tools that he used against them. And, of course, then it wasn't so much that he was a black guy, but he was a disgruntled employee. But, of course, you remember out in California not too long ago, there was an officer who exposed some corruption within his department. He was framed. He was fired. And they went out on a manhunt trying to find him. And in the process, they shot multiple people because they said, well, we thought that that was him, including two white women driving a totally different vehicle. But, yeah, people will react, and hysteria does take people over. I'm looking at a photograph taken. And the interesting thing is they're saying the Navy shipyard, and this is a photograph taken this morning, and I see a scene in front of a CVS pharmacy, a woman what looks like she's performing artificial respiration on a man laying flat on the ground, and another person crouched down beside, and then a military person in fatigues with a rifle standing off to the side, and then some guy with crime scene tape in a suit and tie, putting up crime scene tape around this as everybody's just walking by. This appears to be so staged. This has all the earmarks of a staged, like a training drill. And, of course, they are running training drills right now in Washington, D.C. for gun confiscation along the eastern coast, are they not?
Yeah, and I'm looking at exactly the same image, the same photo, if you will.
Mike, yeah, I see a drill going hot, folks.
Yeah, well, here's what I'm seeing. I am seeing the man in military uniform. It looks like he's got body armor on. He's got his fatigues, his boots, his black boots, pants tucked into his boots. He's standing watching. Okay, but there's a man or there's a person down on the sidewalk, back facing up, lying down, face up on the sidewalk. It really looks like a civilian is trying to rescue him, bring him back to life possibly. Another civilian right next to him, another civilian at his head, another civilian standing, and then some authority with a crime tape. It doesn't look like there's a single person trying to help this victim who is on the government payroll at this time. And they look like civilians to me. Now, maybe they're government employees, but they're not police. They're not EMT crews in EMT uniforms. They look like civilians. Mike, do you agree or disagree?
Is it in front of the CVS pharmacy photo?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, yes. Sure. It looks like his right foot is missing a shoe, and the shoe on the other foot's loose. And the thing is that if there's an active shooting going on, how far away could this person be from where the shooting is, and why is this person with this rifle, clearly military, not pursuing the shooter? Why is he standing back observing? He's the quarterback. coordinator. He's the front guy to make sure that everybody's in place, that all the marks are hit, all the lines are properly presented. He's like the director. I guarantee you this guy is a director. The stage event.
Mike, there's another photograph of this from a distance, and you see two guys in white shirts with, they look like they are government employees on duty who are armed. They look that way. I can't tell for sure. They've got straps over the shoulders. I don't know if they're weapons or shoulder holsters. I can't tell from this distance. But it really looks like it's a calm situation, Mike.
Yeah.
Except for this, you know, one military guy who looks like he's standing near the victim.
And it goes against the thought of shelter in place, where they'd be telling everybody to take cover. Everybody's just kind of moseying around.
Well, gentlemen, this is like just history repeating itself. You know, there are two other shooters, if you can remember, not too far from your stomping grounds, Vincent. John Muhammad and Lee Malvo, they had an M16 rifle doing the same thing, too, in the D.C. area. So could this possibly be a copycat situation?
We don't know, but what we do know is that they said that it's a black male. And I'll tell you what, it would not be a good place to be a black male with a black shirt and a black hat on in this area.
And an AR-15 rifle.
Well, I'm just saying any black male, it would not be a good place to be, because that person might be mistaken by anybody as being... Well, yeah. And I don't know how to say this. I'm not trying to say that it was a black male. I'm saying the media said it was a black male, and it would be a bad thing to fit the description that was published, that who the authorities are looking for. The authorities are looking for a black male, about 6 feet tall. And, boy, I'll tell you what, if I were one, I would not want to be there, because I would be afraid I'd be shot by accident or by mistake. Or maybe even on purpose. It's a horrible situation. Absolutely horrible. We're talking about Washington, D.C., the Navy Yard, where there has been 4 confirmed dead, according to this one report, 12 injured, 2 gunmen now. It used to be 3. And it says one of them is barricaded in a historic building, and the other may still be on the loose. Now, how can that be? How can one may be on the loose? Helicopters, ATF, special forces, special ATF team that dealt with the Boston bombing in the airport are sent to the shooting site. How did they get from Boston to here? We've only been talking about this for an hour and 45 minutes. How could that happen? It really, this thing does not add up. Mike, do you think it adds up?
No, it seems to have that certain aroma that seems to surround all of these staged events. And they put their actors in place. They run their scenarios like the Boston bombing drill. Where did they get all the wheelchairs all of a sudden? If you've got people being rolled out that have legs amputated, the worst thing you can do is elevate the torso. You lay the person flat down to prevent the blood from draining out. And of course, the one video showing the guy pushing a guy's prosthetic leg back on, that was classic. But I don't know. You got the information here that they're printing, and I'm sitting here in the Memphis, Tennessee area, and I've scanned the local ABC, NBC, and CBS affiliates on the TV, and there's nothing going on right now. Nothing. It's there's Wheel of Fortune. There's other game shows, Price is Right. Nothing about this. I'm just wondering if this is something that's basically a staged event that they're trying to target to the right time, and at 12 noon, that's when they'll come out and tell everybody that, the information that they want, depending on the outcome of how the scenario plays out.
Let me read the headlines of some of the posts on the internet right now. 4 killed, 8 injured. 2 shooters, was 3. 1 shooter's dead. And the shooter's described now as a bald black man dressed in all black. 3,000 workers have been told to shelter in place. At least 2 cops are among the victims. War zone, SWAT-style teams are deployed at the Capitol. Flights halted out of Reagan Airport. And
hold
I just
on a
read,
second. Hold on a second.
A minute ago.
Vincent, the building,
yeah.
The building where this occurred, I'm searching on the Internet for this building where this occurred, and this has the, gosh, I just lost it here. This is a very important, I'm sorry. This is where the Navy's undersea warfare headquarters is, in this building where this occurred with the nuclear submarines.
Mm-hmm. Do you need time to all right, we're going into a break. Mike, do your research, please. I'm not sure what site you're on. Frank Underhill's with us. UnderhillSecurities.com. Finn Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Mike Parsons, USAPrepares.com instructor. The three of us are trying to understand and report the news. What's happening? The shooting, the rampage at the D.C. Navy Yard. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From 3-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking about something very serious today. Something that no one here at USA Prepares wants to talk about. It's certainly not fun. We're talking about the rampage that's ongoing right now in the Washington Navy Yard, Washington, D.C., killing at least four people. And SWAT officers are there at the headquarters of the U.S. Navy Sea Command, Navy Sea Systems Command. And there's a shooter that is believed to be wounded. There's a couple hours of gunfire that has occurred. There are all kinds of armed blue uniform people, military uniform people with assault weapons. There are SWAT teams on the roofs, and some of us believe that this may be Hegelian dialectics. The sad loss of life, to start another dialogue, to confiscate our guns. Many people believe that our government would go to these lengths to create a situation whereby there would be so much outrage for our own safety that people would be willing to give up their guns, their arms, their protection, in order to hand over those concerns to people they don't even know in uniform that work for the government. I don't think that's a good choice. I don't like it in any way, shape, or form. Frank, your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are what, again, that you're looking at a lot of, misinformation coming out there, public confusion. If they wanted to shut the circus down right now, they would just fly in a Predator drone with a Hellfire missile, and that would be the end of story. But because there's such an insatiable appetite for this kind of journalism, you know, tabloidish at best, things like events like this will keep going on. Now, do these people want attention, or do they have a message? We haven't heard anything. You know, people do things for a reason, and we haven't heard a reason for this. But, you know, thinking it's an undersea naval operation, I think what Gus was alluding to, you know, like in the movie there about a nuclear submarine with missiles in it. How do you know the same thing wasn't often life imitating art?
Mike Parsons?
This is the Naval Sea Systems Command Building. This is where they do logistics. This is where they decide things. This is where they set up and plan and implement strategies and tactics. The possibility is endless. You can take it from there. I think this fella obviously had access to the building, had some type. If this is not somebody trying to do the good thing, he could be a military policeman who was trying to stop something. We don't know at this point, but the reality is that only those people that had clearance can get those types of weapons in there. But this apparently looks like, for all practical purposes, not a very secure place. But to get into the areas where there are more sensitive materials, such as the nuclear weapons, they would have had to go through layers and layers of fencing and such. They wouldn't have gotten there. But just the whole... The photograph, what looks like a staged event of the scene down on the street and people casually walking by, I don't see it.
It's got a lot of feel like a Robert Ludlum novel. This is what I'm seeing unfold. Like Bourne Identity, Bourne Supremacy, you know, Jason Bourne. That's what this is looking like, or Manchurian Candidate-ish sort of event.
You know, guys... people are going to judge us by what we said today, and I welcome it. I absolutely welcome it. And we're going to find out, and it probably won't be for a year or two, whether we were right or not, whether this was really an attack, a terrorist attack, or whether we did it. But we're going to find out. And judge us. Please judge us based on what our intuition, our gut feel has taught us. Please do. And so far, 4 dead, 12 injured. And I'd like to thank Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com, for being with us. And this is not what we planned to talk about today. I'd like to thank Mike Parsons for calling in. And I'd like to thank John Dollarhite of Dollar Value of Computers here in Springfield for calling in and alerting us. That's who we are here at USAPreparedness.com. Pay attention to the news. Decipher it for yourself. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia has warned that if Iran is struck by foreign military, that there could be a certain chain reaction? This chain reaction would be communist Russia and China coming to the aid of Iran. Such an action could bring about the Third World War that is in plan to begin in the Middle East. The Illuminati planned 3 world wars and many revolutionary wars. We've seen 2 world wars and many revolutionary wars during the 20th century. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your calls.